Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. It's Who's Talkin' with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on Fox Sports 910.
All right, welcome back. Final segment of Who's Talking Tonight. And I'm going to kick it over to Hobbo so he can do the LeClaire Ryan play of the game.
Well, we're going to make it player and plays of the game. We're going to give the heads up to Malcolm Brogdon early in the second half. As we discussed earlier in the show, the 2 3-point baskets that he made really broke the game open. Virginia had the 12-point lead at halftime. Notre Dame made a little bit of a push early, but the Brogdon threes opened the game up, and I think Virginia ultimately got to a 60-40. I think they had as much as a 20-point lead.
I know there was at least 19 points.
Yeah, I think I looked up there at one time, and it was 60-40. So Virginia gradually built the lead, which they've done a number of times. But Malcolm Brogdon or LeClaire Ryan, player of the game, with the two made threes that he had early in the second half. Interesting, you know, we talked earlier a little bit about the Clemson-Alabama football game, and the thought just occurred to me, if Clemson were to win, the ACC would have the defending basketball, the defending baseball, and the defending football champion all at the same time, which would be quite an accomplishment.
Not too shabby.
No.
Not too shabby. Just to remind folks, next week's show, we are working on the following, folks. We've invited Dave Glenn, possibly Dirk Kastra, the executive director of the VAF. We've reached out to Coach Steve Garland, the wrestling coach, and also one of my all-time faves, UVA lacrosse coach Dom Starcia, hoping to get him on the calendar soon. I know that we do have Chris Horn, the Sabre recruiting analyst. We will have him on at the end of the month to break down UVA football recruiting and to talk about statewide recruiting. And then we will have him back on again February the 1st, which is 2 days prior to National Signing Day.
And probably sometime in January, we'll have Craig Littlepage, athletic director at Virginia, may have him as early as next week.
Which would be great because he's going to be
at the title game,
at the
football
title game.
We'll reach out, I'm sure, here shortly to Joanne Boyle. And speaking of that, Virginia women's basketball with a nice win yesterday, 76-56. In their first ACC game over number 22 Miami, and that's at least three consecutive wins for the Lady Hoos, who now are 11-4 on the season, and
starting to look like there's some life there at the women's basketball program.
Yeah, best wishes to Joanne Boyle and the Lady Hoos.
You know, it's interesting in this game. Lauren Moses had 16, Michaela Vinson had 12, Brianna Mason really came alive with 14. Faith Randolph has been very reliable with 16 points again. Those players seem to be getting it done. I know the game coming up this coming weekend is a big one.
I think they host Notre
Thursday,
Dame.
Thursday, number three Notre Dame. Is Notre Dame, and that's a big game because Notre Dame is number three in the nation.
And it says here Virginia's won 6 of their last 7 games, so clearly the team's starting to put it together and play well. So
mark my words, if Joanne Boyle's Charges win the game on Thursday night, I think this Virginia team will get an NCAA bid. There's something going on with this team.
Right.
We
have long expected that she was going to build a program similar to Tony Bennett. It's just taken her a little longer, but I think she's getting there.
Well, she certainly can coach. If you're ever sitting at a Virginia women's game, you get the feeling she knows what she's doing. She just got to get the girls to play at a high level and maintain it. All right, tonight's game, Hobbo. Number four UVA is playing in-state rival Virginia Tech tonight at 9 o'clock. ESPN2 down there in Castle Coliseum. Break it down for us. What does Virginia have to do?
I think really shut down the guard play. Hudson and Allen, they both had 23 points against NC State. Obviously, Allen, Seth Allen? I'm trying to think of his first name. Yeah, the transfer from Maryland. He played well against Virginia when he was at Maryland. I'm sure he's looking forward to playing tonight. He's a left-handed jump shooter. But I just think the Virginia guard play between Perantes, Brogdon, Devin Hall, Mariel Shyock, and Darius Thompson. I mean, you know, we've got 5 guys on the perimeter, all who play really good defense. So I think the key will be Virginia Tech did lose that hotshot freshman kid who's out with a foot injury. So I think their interior offense is a little lacking. So I think if Virginia can shut down the perimeter reasonably effectively, they hopefully will be able to come out of Blacksburg with a W.
Well, I feel certain if Virginia wins this game comfortably, not saying that that's going to happen because it's a tough environment down there, but if they do, I wonder if Buzz Williams is going to keep his team in the locker room for an hour and 105 minutes like he did after that game against West Virginia.
Hour and 46 minutes, I think, was the official count. But now the one thing, it did make a difference because they played better against NC State than they did against West Virginia. So, my concern with playing Virginia Tech in basketball over the years is this is the biggest game on the schedule for them. And sometimes I always fear that the Virginia kids view it as another ACC game, which they certainly got to be ready to play. But they need to get down there and have the same passion that the Hokies do if they're going to come away with a victory.
I agree 100%. I think, just to add one small thing, I think this Virginia team is very comfortable playing in front, even or behind. They don't get rattled. There are a lot of veterans on this team. However, I think in a game like this down in Blacksburg with Tech coming off a surprising come-from-behind victory, I think Virginia's got to get to the lead at halftime and then keep their pedal on the metal going into the start of the second half and make sure there's a double-digit cushion. If there's not a double-digit cushion, I think this game will go down to the wire, and you certainly don't want one of these guys throwing one in from 45 feet. That would be
I think it is important for Virginia to get off to a good start because you don't want to dig yourself a hole, particularly playing on the road, because certainly if Tech gets off to a lead, that's going to energize the crowd and just make it that much more difficult. But, I think Tony and company will understand what they're headed into, and hopefully they'll be ready to play as of 9:05 or whenever the game tips off.
Well, it's a big opportunity for the Hoos. A victory tonight and then a win later in the week against Georgia Tech.
2:00 Saturday.
But 2:00, which was finally announced today. I see Virginia then building a lot of momentum.
And then next Tuesday night, our show next Monday, we'll be talking a lot about the Miami game, which has got the implications for the ACC regular season. But at any rate, got to take care of the two Techs before the Miami Hurricanes come to town next Tuesday night.
Absolutely. Well, the Wahoos have a big game tonight. Tune in tonight, ESPN2. You can also listen on WRVA, our sister station, 1140 AM, and catch the game on the radio as Big Ted Jeffries and Dave Kane have the game.
Thanks for listening. Go Hoos. We'll talk to you next Monday night at 6:00.
Go Hoos. Beat the Hokies.
You've been listening to Who's Talkin' on Fox Sports 910. Sponsored by Ortho Virginia, LeClaire Ryan Law, TGI Fridays, Town Bank of Richmond, TheSaber.com, Richmond Allergy and Asthma Specialists, Hildrop Moving and Storage, Kelleher Heating and Air, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Lemaire Restaurant at the Jefferson Hotel, Pauley Martin Partners, and West Hampton Cleaners, with special contributions from Sarge Reynolds and Buford Scott. Get a podcast of Who's Talkin' at Fox Sports Richmond.com.